These prizes award the most compelling and empowering in broadcast and streaming in 2020. PBS leads the way with 12 nominations. As NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, many of the news items nominated dealt with the COVID-19 pandemic.
There was PBS NewsHour's global coverage of the pandemic, as well as their frontline show taking a look at COVID's impact on undocumented workers, farmers, and meat packers.
Every day we go to work, we're thinking about the coronavirus, if we're going to catch it again.
CBS News' stories on hospital workers were also nominated, as was the special Graduate Together, which ran on multiple broadcasts and internet platforms, giving high schoolers a virtual graduation ceremony hosted by LeBron James.
We are all ready for the class of 2020 to change the world. Congratulations.
Entertainment nominees include Netflix's Hentified and HBO's I May Destroy You. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Hyundai is recalling nearly 400,000 vehicles for two problems that can cause engine fires. The biggest recall involves more than 200,000 Santa Fe Sport SUVs made from 2013 to 2015 because brake fluid can leak into the computer, causing an electrical short that can lead to fires. The automaker is warning owners to park those vehicles outside and away from structures. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.
It's All Things Considered on CPR News. Coming up, the racist real estate practices that ensured wealth accumulated along racial lines even after housing discrimination became illegal. Then, Sugar Hill was a wealthy black neighborhood in Los Angeles whose residents played a role in lifting racially restrictive covenants only to eventually be erased by another force of racial segregation. A special in-depth report, The Legacy of Housing Segregation, is next on All Things Considered. Tonight, Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows around 40. Grand Junction, partly cloudy, lows 45. Vail, chance of snow showers tonight, lows around 30. This is CPR News.